You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It has been a 36-acre headache for years for the city of Ypsilanti, but now it's shaping up to become something that could transform the city. It is a vacant city-owned lot near downtown. Last night, the Ypsilanti City Council agreed to move forward with negotiations on a major housing and retail development for that vacant lot, a mixed-use development called International Village that would be partially funded by Chinese investors relying on the federal EB-5 visa program. Here are some of the voices that spoke at that city council meeting, which lasted over 6 hours.
I take the statement by the developers that global capital will eventually come for us as being a threat. Ypsi becoming like all of those other gentrified cities is not progress.
I mean, I still think it could bring a lot of money here, as long as the people who's been here don't get pushed out. Yeah. That's it.
We should not have programs that benefit the rich, but we do, and it might benefit Ypsilanti.
I would say that anybody in this council who does not vote for a viable project for Water Street is going to have hundreds of people actively fighting against them in the next election.
Those were the voices of Ypsilanti residents Finn Bell and Karan Gaines, and Ypsilanti City Council members Beth Bashert and Daniel Vaught. The EB-5 program lets foreigners invest in U.S. developments that create jobs in exchange for U.S. visas once the jobs are created. The proposed cost of International Village would be upwards of $300 million. The developers now have till year's end to reach a development agreement with the city of Ypsilanti. With us now to talk about the project and the EB-5 program is Gary McRae, manager of the Michigan International Investments EB-5 Regional Center. Gary, can you explain to us very basically just how EB-5 works from the perspective of foreign investors?
Well, the program attempts to bring in capital from foreign investors and use the capital here in the United States to create jobs. And it's been around since the 1990s. It's been pretty successful. It's brought in about $20 billion of development capital. So there is one major project over in St. Joe, Michigan, which is was run through my center, and that was a hotel marina called Harbor Shores. And that was about a $37 million project, and about $18 million were EB-5 funds, brought in by 36 Chinese investors, and it provided capital and the appropriate number of jobs. The jobs have to be 10 jobs for every $500,000 investment if you happen to be in what's called a TEA, which is a high unemployment area. And so it basically provides capital and jobs, and it can be a great thing for a community.
In doing that development, Harbor Shores in St. Joe, what were your main takeaways? What did you learn?
The program takes a long time. You have to go out and find investors. They have to be their money has to be put into escrow and collected, and then it's part of the financing. So this financing is at retail instead of going to a bank. So it's a little more complicated. It's like the old limited partnerships that we used to have in the 1990s and years after that, where you collected equity from a series of investors. So it's a little more complex than just going to a bank or to a lending institution. But it provides needed capital, and that is a very successful project. All the investors have gotten their 526s, which is their first round of approval, and they're now about to apply for permanent green cards. And so it can be successful, and it can produce the required jobs.
Gary, you've looked over some of the details of the International Village. This is this proposed $300 million or maybe more project that would build housing and retail space in Ypsilanti, with 40% of the funding coming from Chinese EB-5 investors. A lot of the details, though, of the project would have to be negotiated between Ypsilanti and the development team. So as someone who develops EB-5 projects, what questions would you have about International Village?
Well, the first question is, have they done this before with the EB-5 program? If they've had experience or they have people with them that have had experience in doing other EB5 projects around the country. That would be helpful because you've become more confident that they would be able to be successful.
That's a very basic question, isn't it?
Yes, because there haven't been any projects of that magnitude in Michigan. You know, that project, if you took, 40% of $350 million, you'd have to have $140 million in EB-5 funds, so you'd have to produce 2,800 jobs. So one of the first issues is, do you have a consultant that has indicated that this type of project will produce the requisite jobs?
Well, actually, interesting, at the city council meeting last night, developers were talking about creating some 2,600 jobs, and these would have to come through for the Chinese investors to get these visas, correct?
That's correct.
Now, what kind of jobs count and what jobs don't count?
Well, if the construction takes more than 2 years, you can count some of the construction jobs that are involved. What you do is you use formulas that will predict jobs based upon the industry involved.
Based on what your impressions and what you've seen so far, do you think International Village will create enough jobs?
Well, you really would have to see the economic report from some consultant like Baker Tilly to know that. And I'm sure they'll have to get that type of consulting report at some point. They may not have gotten anything now. They may have just some preliminary projections. So I'm confident this type of project can be successful. I just haven't seen any details.
Critics of the EB-5 program say it's an immigration program that favors the rich. But you have said you see this as a brain drain in the United States' favor. What do you mean by that?
Well, what happens is that, admittedly, this is a program for people that can come up with a $500,000 investment at a minimum, if not more. But many of those people are highly educated. They're often the elite of their country. They're typically businessmen and women that are trying to diversify. So you're pulling this talent into the U.S., having them invest in the U.S., creating solving a capital problem, and then they create jobs. And so it's a win-win for everyone, and they suddenly have now a stake in the success of their investment in the United States. And if you're trying to bridge understanding between the U.S. and China, you really have their attention when you have their large investments here in the U.S.
Gary, the EB-5 program itself was set to expire at the end of the month. It was recently extended to December 8th. So how uncertain is the future of this program, and could that affect this International Village proposal?
Well, the EB-5 program has been renewed for many, many years. It's sort of on a five-year basis and then yearly renewals. Recently, because of the dysfunction between the Democrats and the Republicans, the renewals are often tied to the funding of the government. So when the government is only funded 3 months, the EB-5 program gets extended for 3 months. When the government is funded for another 6 months, we get another 6-month extension. So everyone's hoping for longer extensions to make it more clear that these projects can go forward.
Gary McRae, manager of the Michigan International Investments EB-5 Regional Center. Gary, thanks for your time.
Okay, you're welcome. Nice talking to you.